You're listening to Peter Donegan. As always, DonneganLandscaping.com, and hit the blog. I'm responding to a podcast done by nice guy Brian Green. The podcast title was directed towards At Red Mum. Hi, At Red Mum. And Brian had called it Economic Family Planning. I just want you to take a listen to this.
Somebody said that they know somebody who isn't going to start a family because they can't afford to in the economic crisis.
Now, that's Brian explaining what happened on RTE Radio 1, the Irish National Broadcaster, this afternoon. Let me put this in context for you, and it's a prerequisite to the rest of my podcast. Number one, I'm a happy chappy. Happy doesn't pay the bills. I blog for zero exchange of money because I enjoy it, and it's my hobby, and that's fine. If you want to buy me out, I'll give you my mobile number, or you can get me on the blog. €10, I don't know, whatever. Anyhow, on a serious note, number two, landscaper. Last year, for example, entire total washout. Met Aaron could give you the rainfall radars for Ireland. I was thinking of making an ark and putting one of each animal into it. And it ended up, or culminated in, probably the best description is the Japanese words, feckin' disaster. Which was minus 14 odd Celsius that I at least recorded in my glass house. I know they were recorded definitely higher than that down in Kilkenny, which killed almost every single plant I had in stock. Add to that the total washouts. Even if you did have all the work in the world in, it still wouldn't have never happened. And because you've no work coming in, and because I'm a director of a company, therefore, even if I did go looking for it, and I never have gone looking for it, nor have I ever accepted it, I wouldn't be entitled to a red cent off the state. So basically, ladies, if you take my advice and you're listening to what I'm saying, if you're looking to become a wag what's the equivalent of a wag to a gardener? What's wag stand for anyway? No, it's wives and girlfriends. Yeah, if you're looking to become a wag to a gardener, no, look, don't. Just take my advice. I'm not that bad to look at, my mom says. But, you know, don't. If you left me, you'd never get much. Or you can have it all, whichever suits you. I don't mind. Just give me the wheelbarrow. You probably want half of that. I don't know. Look, to the serious note, the point to make, that's my humour. But there's a serious message in there. Yeah, that too. But there's a serious message in there. I've got a 16-week-old daughter. And if I wrote down on paper turnover figures and all of that kind of stuff and sat down with my accountant, I would wonder if he'd query how I still have socks on. I wouldn't query how he has socks on. But that's more of my humour. That's for another day. But look, it never made sense to have a child. It never made feckin' sense. It's never going to make sense. You know, it never will. But I will say to you, people were very, very kind and continue to be extremely kind. And I think somehow or another, I've just managed to make it happen. And I think it's times like that when you have a child and mom... Due to, this isn't personal stuff, this is, you know, and it's not crossing the line, I don't think, but to put it in simple terms, mom would have been out of action for about a year prior to the birth, and would have been out of action for about 6 months afterwards. You know what I'm saying to you, so you can do the maths there, and that means you're basing it upon a landscaper's wage, to put it in perspective. You know, it's not, you're right, it's not easy, but I have to agree with Brian. I think you get one shot at life, and I think, to be honest with you, if the bank man comes and takes the house and takes me glass house, I don't know whether he'd want to take that, but you know, Dom Mayock, Amshire Moke and Eloch, Should it ever come to that, well, you know what? Let them have it. It wouldn't really matter a shite to me. I think I'll always be a gardener, and I don't think you can ever take that away from me. And I think I'll always be a dad, and I don't think anybody can ever take that away from me. And I don't think any money in the world could buy it. And that's why I agree with Brian, because money or not, it'll never make financial sense if you penned it down on paper. But you know something, it's great crack, and it's worth it. It's worth it. So, yeah, there you are. There you are, you know. So, look, I don't know. That's my 2 cents worth it. I hope you all have a great day, and the sun is shining, and sure, look, I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Bye for now.